Good morning. The Socialists have emerged with one seat fewer after counts of votes from abroad after last week's elections, making it harder for them to be able to form a left-wing coalition, as they would now need the support of hardline Catalan separatists rather than just their abstention. In the close-fought election, neither left nor right blocs won enough seats to form a majority, and Catalan separatist parties, the ERC and Junts per Catalunya, emerged as kingmakers, both controlling seven seats each. The ERC is seen as likely to back Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, but with the fresh seat count confirmed on Saturday evening, it appears that Junts, the more hard line of the Catalan parties, would also have to actively support him for him to be able to form a government. Counting of votes from over 230,000 Spaniards living abroad handed one seat in Madrid to the PP that had been awarded to the Socialists in the initial vote count. A spokeswoman for the Canarian Coalition, a regional party with one lawmaker, told the media on Saturday it would not support a government containing far-right Vox, but had not yet decided if it would support Sanchez. A British man arrested after an international manhunt after a Costa del Sol stabbing is an ex-con who fled a UK court where he's being tried for attempted murder by biting a policeman on the nose. Jason McInerney was 35, committed a string of crimes including burglaries and grievous bodily harm during his 5 months on the run following his violent court escape. He was only released from a British prison last year after serving nearly 15 years behind bars. Spanish police made the lawless member of the travelling community one of their number one priorities after he allegedly stabbed his girlfriend following a day out at a beach club just under 3 weeks ago and abandoned her by the side of the road. His alleged victim, a British woman who has not been named, has returned to the UK after hospital treatment for a knife wound to her leg and injuries sustained when she fell or was pushed from the moving vehicle the fugitive is said to have been driving in Mijas. And a forest fire broke out yesterday morning in Antequera, where specialist firefighter services were joined by members of the Provincial Fire Brigade. Initially, the fire in the La Hiedra area was tackled by a helicopter, three teams of forest fires and two fire engines, which at around 2 p.m. were joined by two more firefighting planes and more helicopters. At around 3:15 p.m. the fire was still active, but the number of teams was reduced. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.